Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show. Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name is Lloyd Ross. This episode is called Millionaire Statistics. Okay, maybe we should rename it, Phil. Freaky Millionaire Statistics or Unbelievable Millionaire Stats. Okay, let's spice it up a bit. I think that's a bit boring what I said at the start, but this episode, you guessed it, is about millionaire statistics. The reason I'm going to share this episode with you is because a lot of people feel like becoming a millionaire is out of reach, and I'm here to tell you that it's not. I want you to believe, you have to believe, that you can do it, okay? Now, does it take work and effort? Of course. Does it take time? Yes, and people don't have enough patience usually. But can you definitely do it? Absolutely, and these statistics will explain to you why you can do it and why you probably ought to do it as a goal, okay? So, becoming a millionaire, of course, is not like it used to be in, let's say, the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, because inflation brings down the value of $1 million, of course. It can't buy as much anymore. Like $1 million now will probably buy you, you know, popcorn at the movies. But in the older day, it was quite a lot. So it is still great, though. Don't get me wrong. Having $1 million is a lot of money still. So don't ever let anyone tell you that it's not. But the way that the world has worked out, that, you know, it's still a wonderful goal. It will definitely put you in the top percentage of wealthy people in the world, for sure. But also, when you get there, you'll realize that, okay, well, I'm in a good spot now, and you'll continue to apply those habits and skills, and you'll probably scale your wealth beyond 5, 6, 7, or 8, or 10 million, okay? So, the very first step of building your wealth is 100 grand. I've done an episode on that, your first 100K. You should go and listen to that if you haven't. The next step after that is your first million, okay? And things do get better when you do have, you know, you're a millionaire, for sure. There's no doubt about it. Of course I do. But people think it's out of reach, and it's really not. And there's a wonderful book you can read, okay, called The Millionaire Next Door, and it will bring a lot of these statistics to life. And I haven't got them from this particular book. These are different stats. But in that book, the underlying message is this. Millionaires aren't people that run around in jets and planes and cars and helicopters and drink champagne and caviar and suits and blah, 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 blah. It's not that. Most millionaires you wouldn't know. And they probably live next door, hence the name of the book. And I think if you understand those concepts about what it actually takes to become a millionaire, you will become a millionaire. But if you've got this fantasy about what it's like, then all you're going to be doing is spending your money trying to look like a millionaire. And I can guarantee you one thing, if you do that, it ain't going to pay off, okay? It might pay off in the short term, egotistically, status-wise, but long-term, unless you've got assets and skills and knowledge and mindset and all those things, self-belief, you aren't going to hold on to that money, okay? So, here's the stats. Ready? I'll read the stats out. Going to totally blow you away. So, the reason this came about is because my friend Morgan and I, we did a free masterclass for our Minor Money Summit. And we have a 3-day breakthrough event coming up in March on the Gold Coast where we're doing a physical 3-day event. And if you want to learn more about that event, do message me on Instagram and just ask me about it and I'll give you the details. Anyway, so we did a 1-day summit event last weekend, which was epic, I think. And then just last night, we did a masterclass together, another free one. And I shared some of these statistics on there. Now, if you weren't on there, all good. I think I'm going to pop the replay in our Facebook group. So go click on the links below and you can access our Facebook group for free. And there's lots of workshops and masterclasses and stuff in there for you to access totally for free. But here's what I share with them and I want to share with you. Okay, here's the stats. Ready? How many millionaires do you think live in Australia? And on the call last night, it was like 500, 1,000, 5,000, 10,000, 20. Really, no one had any idea. And until I read these stats, I probably wouldn't have been able to. I mean, I would have had a guess, but it would have been hard. Ready? 176,000 millionaires. 176,000 millionaires in Australia alone. Okay, so it's common. Put it this way. it's not uncommon, right? So that's the first start. You got to understand that it's not as uncommon as what you think. Now, I also asked on the class last night, do you know what a millionaire is? And a lot of people couldn't answer that. So let me answer that question for you right now. If you Wikipedia this or you Google it, you'll find out that a millionaire is someone with a net worth of $1 million. That means their assets minus their liabilities comes to over $1 million. Okay, that's the definition of a millionaire through Wikipedia. Okay, now I think it goes beyond that. And I think if you're making $1 million a year, plus you have a net worth of $1 million, you're probably more so a millionaire. Okay, but what do I know? I don't make up the rules. I think if you're going for a goal, just go for the net worth, $1 million. Okay, you're a millionaire. So here we go, right? So this next statistic will also blow you away, because you don't have to make $1 million to become a millionaire every year. The average annual pay for millionaire jobs, this is in the United States though, but I dare say it would be relatively similar here if we do the exchange rate. The average annual pay of millionaires, guess what it is? $76,000 a year. Can you believe that? I actually couldn't believe it when I read that. I mean, I understand why, because people are so good with money management and investing. They run a strict, they audit their accounts each month. They run a tight ship. They're very intelligent with where they put their money. They don't make any silly decisions. They're not playing status games. They're doing all the lessons I teach on this podcast, and they're able to do it over time, of course, okay? But isn't that fascinating? So in Australia, that would probably translate to around about an average wage in Australia now is $90,000 a year. Can you believe that? $90,000 a year average income in Australia. Now, whether you're above that or below that is irrelevant. What you do need to know is that it's $76,000 a year in the United States. So yeah, 90 here. So if you're currently earning 60K a year in Australia, look to make an extra 30K. It will drastically improve your chances, probabilistically and statistically, of becoming a millionaire. Okay, so if you haven't listened to my other episodes about how to make extra money and where to start, go do that. Of course, read my books about that. My Money Buys Happiness books cover this area. But if you want a goal to focus on as to why I'd want to make the extra money, then of course you want to get to this figure. You want to get up more income because you know that's going to probably help you to invest more, take you towards millionairehood. Okay, so there you go. That, just so you know, that translates to $36 an hour. Isn't that fascinating? So here's what else, right? This will help give you some belief. Belief that you can, I just want you to have belief. You can do this if you focus on it, okay? So nearly 8 out of 10, so that's 80% of millionaires received no inheritance, okay? Not a penny, right? First generation millionaires, 80%. So you got to think about that for a second. I think that's a wonderful statistic if you are someone who doesn't come from money, who never got inheritance, who never was grown up around money. I just think if you have a growth mindset, now if you're listening to this podcast, you do have a growth mindset. So congratulations. You could possibly be in that 80%. It's just now a matter of patience, time, effort, skills, knowledge, belief, right? You're getting some knowledge here and belief here. So 8 out of 10 millionaires are self-made. Very important for you to understand that, okay? So, and by the way, not when I say self-made, I have to caveat that, because no one is self-made. We all get help. Right? If you live in Australia, you get help from the infrastructure, access to the internet, access to social security. There might be access to friendship circle. Like, no one does it alone. It's success is in money and everything else. It's a team sport, right? You just ask any athlete whether they got there by themselves. No, there was a team behind them. Okay. Same with wealth. It's a team sport. Okay. So there's some statistics. The last one I want to finish on will help you understand why you'd want to become a millionaire. This one blew me away. And it's basically, the richest 10% of the population can expect to live the longest. There you go. So if you want to live on planet Earth, you want to get within the top 10% of wealth. Now, what's fascinating is from the age of 55, wealthy men and women who were born in 1940 may live an additional 35 years, right? That's crazy, isn't it? An additional 35 years from 1940 if you're wealthy. Fascinating. So let's say you live to 90, 35. Yeah, like, I mean, you got to remember this is taking on board statistics in a lot of developing countries with a low life expectancy because of the wealth structure. So I just want you to know that however you look at this, it seems to be that if you have more wealth, generally you will have more access to medical care. You're probably largely less stressed if you set it up correctly. And those types of things obviously help your physical health. Okay, so that's where it translates. It's not the money that just makes you healthy, of course. So yeah, so there's this, some statistics. And I think it's important for you to know those, because I do want you to know that you can do it. That's what I want you to know. So I want you to be one of the 176,000 millionaires in Australia. And how you do it is you follow some simple principles, okay? Five principles, actually. I teach these in our mentorship program, The 5 Steps to Millions. If you want to know what that is, it's in my book, Money Buys Happiness, okay? Now, a lot of you would have read that book, so you would know what I'm talking about. And they're the principles that you'll just have to implement steadily to actually start getting control of your money, start letting it grow, and of course, learning how to make extra. And if you do those things, you know, week in, week out, month in, month out, you'll compound that and you can become a millionaire, okay? So they're proven steps for sure. And I don't think anyone got wealthy without following those steps. So very important. And the first step of mindset you're doing now because you're listening to this podcast. So congratulations, you're already on your way. You're already stepping towards it. So I hope that helps you to learn a bit more about millionaires, and I hope it brings the goal closer to you. So thanks for tuning into the podcast. And of course, thanks so much for sharing the podcast to your stories. I really appreciate it. I'll reshare it to my stories, hopefully get you some followers. And thanks for leaving us a 5-star review. If you want access to any of our stuff, Phil puts in the links below in the show notes to YouTube and other things, our Telegram channel. Just engage and learn about money, make an enjoyable experience, and bit by bit, you'll change your mindset, okay? Because if you can improve 1% every day, that's 36 times you'll improve in the year. A 36-fold increase in your skills, mindset, belief, and outcomes. So I'm excited for you. So thanks again, and I'll see you or talk to you on the next episode of Money Grows on Trees.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.